And welcome everyone to another
procrastinating edition of the Hour Bomb.
Hold on, I got something going on here. I don't know what's going on there. There we go. All right, pro what?
Procrastinating.
Procrastinating.
Procrastinating edition of the Hour. Why are we procrastinating?
Well, because we could be doing something more important, but we're busy jerking off.
Wow. You're saying our fans are not worth it, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You've had some good ones and you've had some bad ones. This one's gonna rank up there with the really bad ones.
Yeah,
fair enough. I can't argue with it.
It was 4th of July weekend. Everybody's had fun with the fireworks.
Some assholes around me are still having fun with the fucking fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
Dickheads.
It's after July 4th now. Enough with the fireworks.
Yeah.
I took a shower tonight, though. Washed off the duck butter. I'm ready to go.
Wow. Oh, God.
I'm your host. The first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Heath may or may not have shot off a bottle rocket from his vagina last night. The one, the only, the man of the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Why is the dog down here?
Joined by our studio dog.
Oh, I gotta get her the fuck out of here in a minute. Hold on. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters.
Oh, it's because my awesome wife is coming down here. Oh, she brought me drinks and everything. Oh. You know what? This is for my wife.
I'm just saying that apparently only happens whenever I'm not there.
I got the applause sound effect on.
Yes.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath Chase Neath.
No, hold on.
Ugh.
God damn it. Hold on. Let's do this. Give me a second, honey.
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Yeah. Sweet Heath Chase Neath.
All right, I'm going to abrupt that. You two talk for a second. How you guys been?
Well, what can I say? I was pretty good. Had a good July 4th. Set off some fireworks.
Yeah.
And
any big explosions or anything?
Yeah, there was a few big explosions.
My wife rocks. I'm just telling you that. Anyway, sorry. Big explosion. So, yeah, I did not, unfortunately, go to... Is the dumb dog still down here?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. I did not go to our usual festivities for 4th of July, because 4th of July was on a Saturday. We went to my sister-in-law's and shot off some fireworks.
Cool.
Kind of wish I could have went. Not even to you guys. It's kind of.
Yeah.
You don't really mean that.
A little bit I do.
Why is that?
Because I miss you guys.
You told me earlier that you're glad that you didn't come and hope we burn in hell.
No, I just didn't.
That was your exact words before the show started. You're like, I'm glad I didn't come to your guys' thing. I hope you guys burn in hell.
No, I just said I didn't want to go to your the normal thing because of too many fucking kids.
We did have quite a few kids.
That was my thing. I didn't want to deal with all the fucking kids.
And some of them were hard to control.
He was mildly upset with me because I kept trying to get the kids to go over by his van and light fireworks off.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, it's better than last year when I almost set the fucker on fire with the firework.
And that was on accident.
That was on accident. That was one of those fireworks you light and you're not supposed to do this, but you light it in your hand and you chuck the fucker. Well, it was about the size of a golf ball. Is that about how big they are? Mm-hmm. And this thing like just crackles and it's really cool as fuck. So I launched it last year, rolled under his van, and then crackled, and almost lit on fire.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah, the name of it is Pyro Viagra.
Did you light one of those off in my honor last night?
Dude, we had I had 2-3 packs.
Fuck me. I knew I should have went and picked some up to take my sister-in-law's.
Yeah, all they had left were the Pyro Viagras. They didn't have any of the kryptonites. The kryptonites, which is the other ones.
The green ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We had an incident like that almost happened yesterday. One of my I'm not sure what the really one of the kids there brought up to us what we thought was a smoke bomb.
Yeah.
Lit it, tossed it a little bit. It was kind of like that, only on a smaller scale. Scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys didn't blow anything up other than the fireworks? No one got hurt?
Surprisingly, nobody got hurt. I mean, I had actually help from people watching the kids as well as helping set off the fireworks. It actually was somewhat of a well-oiled machine.
Wow. I was told, Adrian, you said something that I was missed yesterday?
You were.
By the person? Why was I missed?
Because you yell at the kids and keep them in line usually a little better than everybody else.
I don't understand how that's me, but I'll take it.
Because that's what you do?
It's not what I do. I just don't want fucking kids running around with goddamn fireworks.
And you missed a fucking good dessert.
What was it?
It was like s'mores in a pan type thing.
Oh, that thing you were telling me about, Adrian.
Yeah, I made it, and there was none left for me to take home.
Oh.
That's how good they were.
It was
kind
of like last week when we made fried chicken and you weren't here. You just missed out on it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to hang up right now. And end call.
Oh, he did. He really did. Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Well, while you're trying to get him back, I mean, basically, the idea of this whole s'mores in a pan thing is golden grams for the graham cracker. And of course.
Okay, so it's like golden grams for the graham cracker. What else is in this thing?
Chocolate chips and marshmallow.
Yeah. Pure and simple.
So did you make this or did your fiance make this? That's
of course I made it, Jason. I mean, who else?
So she made it. Okay. Because I was going to say.
No, that's not what I say. Clearly, I have the talent in the household when it comes to cooking.
I've tasted stuff you make, and I've tasted stuff she made. Let me tell you, when you cook stuff, it doesn't all get eaten. When she cooks stuff, like biscuits and gravy, we were licking the plates.
Dude, why am I not over on those nights?
Because I don't invite you to my house because you smell like poo.
Thanks.
It was a day where we ended up swimming at their house, and you don't go swimming, and we didn't want you to be sitting there on the side on the pool deck looking like you lost your best dog. That's why we didn't invite you.
Not that Jason ever comes over for that anymore either. But
I'm not going to just show up to your house and go swimming.
Why not?
Because I'm not like you. I won't just show up somewhere.
You know what? I'll hang up again, damn it.
Well, don't hang up again. Because it's really loud when I call you again. But if you would ever say, hey, why don't you guys come over and go swimming? I would be like, you know what? Sounds like fun. Let's do it.
We did that, but every time I've tried, you're like, oh, we're more important going to Six Flags and being cool.
You've never this summer invited us to come swimming yet.
It has happened at least once, and it wasn't me that did the invite. It was Angie, and she talked to Esther and was shot down.
Oh, well, see, that's why you can't you can't like let those two conspire to try to plan things, because then it just turns into a bitch session, and they complain about us.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So,
I don't know how you complain about Awesome, but apparently they find ways.
I don't know. But, like, she texted your fiance today and was asking her if she was coming down tonight, and it turned into, like, a 20-minute rant about how he didn't answer the phone today. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I pulled my groin fucking last night. It was a bad situation.
How'd you really do it?
Seriously. That's...
How do you pull your groin fucking?
Well, you know, you move the muscles the wrong way when they're not fully healed, and shit happens.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to ask your fiance about this.
Feel free to.
Oh, you know, maybe we should. See who all is in the chat room.
Well, my fucking screen is fucked. It's like showing five listeners plus two elsewhere. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
But I kind of know who all's in the chat there.
Okay.
All right. Well, of course, we have the fucking tripod, which would be me, you, and Adrian. Walk up to us. And we have... Pull up his music.
I don't know. Whose music?
B's.
We don't know his music.
We don't know. Damn. I thought we got his music already.
I don't know who's... Oh.
We picked out a song for him, but nobody remembers what it was because he stopped showing up once we picked out a song for him.
So he doesn't have one.
All right. Well, anyway, we have... B-Megs, a.k.a. Beanbags, in the chat room, who apparently is regretting having drank a 64-ounce bottle of V8 today. Sorry about that, B-Megs.
Holy shit, we got like the mother load down here of snacks.
Woo. And we also have a Kevin Crittenden. Wait a minute.
I don't have
Pokemon theme? Really? He wants the Pokemon theme.
No. I don't have that.
I veto it.
Yeah, we're vetoing
that. Hey,
remember,
off,
don't you don't pick the theme. We do. So we'll just kind of wait to see as far as what we'll come up with maybe next time.
See, I'm trying to come up with an idea for Kevin. I'll have it for next week.
There we go. That'll work. And apparently we have a studio dog.
My dog's freaked out by fireworks. It's our first 4th of July. And the assholes are still shooting shit off, so.
Yeah, poor Trixie. Dumb dog.
She's getting better at stuff. She really is. We want this.
That is true.
We want the spray that every time she starts acting stupid, we're supposed to spray it in her face, and it works.
That is very true. Let's see. Oh, BMX said he'd stop drawing up because he got super drunk and passed out at 9 for 3 weeks. That'll explain it.
I'm going to have to go back and start listening to the show and try to figure out when he got his theme.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
And then somewhere in there we have PW Pop, which... did we ever say who PW Pop actually is?
Here's the thing. As soon as I go live, that's when it pops in. So it's us broadcasting is what it is.
Ah, gotcha.
Because I'm in the chat rooms myself, not PW Pop.
Okay.
So I figured that out.
Well, that's it for the chat room. Everybody else, where are you? Come on.
Yeah, where's our regulars?
You can't be that hungover after the July 4th.
I mean, kind of am.
You know, we got the important people here. We got the Super Bowl, who does awesome with our twatter.
Yep, that's true.
And we got beanbags.
Yep.
Oh, okay, we're just missing a couple.
Yeah, a couple others.
That I would like to have, but these two are fun.
All right.
We got to get beanbags back on the show soon.
Yes.
Cause that was Kevin Crittenden. Cause that was fun. You know what we totally
said that.
You know what we totally should have done tonight.
What should we have done?
Cards Against Humanity.
You know it's not too late to do that.
I mean, here's what we're going to talk about: wrestling. There was a Raw. There was a house show that was televised yesterday.
Over
and
in Japan, mind you.
Some pretty good matches.
That's what I hear. Fuck it, you guys don't do that instead.
Yeah, we can, I guess.
Beanbags, Super Bowl, you guys want to play?
We'll wait for the response in the chat room. Because, of course, we're like a few seconds off from the chat room.
I think there's about a 15-second delay.
That's something like that.
See what they have to say. While we're waiting,
why don't we tell people how the show normally works? So well, that way, if they want to catch us next time, hey, they'll know exactly what's going to come up.
All right, here's how the show works. We have a whole list that we got to get through, except for tonight. Not really a big list. I got 1 hour to do it. Hold on. I'm trying to do two different things at once here. I got a whole list to get through. These two assholes, as usual, we're going to try to make to Reynolds complete my list. I've got 60 minutes. That's 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home to complete my list. But while we're waiting, Beanbags is good.
Has to get his laptop, that's all.
While we're sitting here, let me go ahead and pitch this one. Don't forget, July 25th in Collinsville, Illinois, at the VWF Hall.
I guess we couldn't get them on the show for tonight.
I hadn't heard anything, so. World Powerhouse Wrestling coming to you live at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Main event is the WPW Champion Xavier Frost versus the Damien of the Legion. He's going to be accompanied by Legion.
Wait, is his name the Damien or Damien?
Damien Blade.
Okay.
Being accompanied by Legion member Scar and Uriah Eliezer. Advanced tickets available by contacting. You contact me as well, because I'll get you some tickets if you're interested. Or go through their website. So, we're going to work on getting someone on next week. I think it'll be fun. So, I'm working on alternatives for Skype, because none of the guys have Skype, so.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm really starting to hate Skype.
It's getting to be a little annoying now and then.
All right, so Beanbags is good. Kevin, are you in? Let me call him here and say, he's linking us to something.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what this is.
Skrillex, you blocked me on Facebook. What? I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. I'll watch it later. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Why can't I create a game?
I don't know. Let me see if I can get Kevin on the show.
I bookmarked the YouTube video to look at later. See exactly what it is. So, yeah, in other words, for tonight, we're kind of skipping out on the whole timer for everything.
If everyone's on board. I mean, Beanbags is good. Kevin Curtin hasn't responded back, so that, from what I can tell. You want to play Cards Against Humanity, Kevin? Call me.
Call him under Skype. As we eat some yummy popcorn. That your lovely wife made for us.
Yes. So anyway, you trying to get the game set up, or are you having issues?
Well, the problem is that their server's full.
Wow.
So
we gotta wait?
Dude, I can't make a game because there's no more games that can be made on the server.
Oh, wow. It's that full? That's kind of unheard of.
Okay, maybe we're playing Cards Against Humanity tonight.
Might still be going. Hey.
Oh, on here.
It's the Super Bowl.
Why does that not work?
Kevin?
It is working. We can hear you.
But I can barely hear you.
All right. Well, I don't know why that is.
All right, so good?
So no.
All right, so we are going to play. Adrian got us a game going.
Hey, all right.
Why are you so low? I can't hear you.
I don't know. Turn up your volume. Can you hear us? Huh?
Kevin?
Oh, there you go. That's better.
All right. See? Like I said, turn up your volume. Turn up the volume.
Turn up for what, I guess?
Yay. Oh, right. Little John.
Let's see. Ooh. Here.
You said turn up for what? I said no, Little John.
No, I just saw it in a picture once. I don't even know what the hell it means.
It's a song of his.
So real quick, let's. Big thing about Beast in the East last night or yesterday was Finn Balor is your new NXT champion.
Can we play the 10 salute for Kofi Kingston?
Okay, hold on. I gotta find it.
He might be dead.
He might be.
Alright, we're gonna play to...
Okay. Alright, ladies and gentlemen.
Play to 21. Put 30 blank cards in.
No talking.
That's really fucking loud.
Yeah, it is.
It's not respectful to Kofi. Quit talking.
Shut the fuck up.
Are we supposed to be crying right now?
So Kofi got murdered, I don't know.
Yeah. He had a one-way ticket to Suplex City.
Oh, God.
Brock Lesnar is currently under arrest for the murder of Kofi Kingston.
Over in Japan.
You know, I heard the best part about the show was actually the 25-minute Diego Cesaro match that apparently is not on the replay.
Well, it wasn't aired live either. They didn't show that on the live broadcast either.
It was a dark match of a house show.
That's wow. I didn't realize they had a dark match on the house show.
All right. I think I'm on the biggest, blackest dick.
Probably not the first time you said that.
Oh, snap.
The game number is 158, and the password is PWPOP, all lowercase, no spaces.
So what site am I supposed to go? I don't even know where we're going.
It's pretend. Just type into Google, pretend you're XYZ.
Okay, pretend you're XYZ.
All right.
All right, the biggest, blackest dick.
Oh, there it is.
You've played this before with us.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
The last time we had it, I thought.
Beanbags, are you in?
Let's see.
If you don't see game number 158, it'll say the Big A's game. As is always with this, first one to 21 wins. If Heath wins, he gets a shit-free show next week.
Oh, we're going to do that? We weren't going to play Just Jams this week?
Ah, screw it.
No, I'm on the page, but it doesn't say...
Well, it'll give you two servers to go to. One says the biggest, blackest dick, and the other one says, like, a falcon on its head. You want the biggest, blackest dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all just, like, words. It doesn't say a game or anything. It's all just text.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I found it. I'm doing it on my phone still. Sorry, I was confused.
Ooh, I don't know how well it's going to work on a phone.
It will work. It'll be a little...
All right, I am in.
Where the fuck is it?
Huh?
I can't find it.
Okay. At the top, where it says search, just type in Big A.
Oh, after filter games by keyword.
Yes. Yeah, after you've logged in with your name that you want to be called by in the game, you just go to the top
in,
and
biggest. We've been biggest blackest dick. Right? Is it called?
Yes.
Well, that's the name of the server that we're on.
Okay, I'm just trying to find it.
All right, but
okay, I'm on.
All right, but then at the top you can filter by keyword. Just type in Big A, one word.
Yeah. After you've set your name, like Adrian, he is the Big A. I am Sweet Heath. Halbert is Our Bomb Jason. And, of course, we'll definitely wait for Beanbags to get in there, too.
I do not see any of you guys on here. I see a bunch. Am I in the wrong room here?
Well, whenever you get in there, you'll see a search by game, and just look for the Big A in the search box.
Filter by keyword.
I don't even see the room, though. I'm in a room that says waiting for players. Do not see.
All right. Click in the upper left-hand corner where it says leave game.
Okay, I got that. Okay.
All right. Are you sure you want to leave the game? Yes. Okay. So at the very top, it says refresh games, create game, or filter by keyword.
I see it now. Okay, I see it. What did I put?
Just type in big A, one word. So it looks B-I-G-A. All right, you see it there?
Somebody, and there's another one, it says big balls, so I guess it's not you. Big A, the big A is game, okay.
Yep, that's the one. And, of course, the password is P-W-POP, all lowercase. All one word.
Shit face cock monster?
Cock master.
Okay. Yeah, whatever, it works.
Yeah. And I am supposing that is you, Kevin?
Yeah, it's me.
Alright, are we gonna get beanbags in here?
Waiting for him to...
I'm in the room. Is there anything else I gotta click on?
No, I'll click start game once he's in or doesn't say...
Right.
So, back to Beast in the East.
Yes.
So Finn Balor wins your NXT title.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens
match.
Officially on the main card at this point, or in the main roster at this point?
Apparently the rumor that I had heard this week is he has moved out of Florida back to Canada.
Okay. Not a bad thing, is it?
No. Not really. I mean, he's pretty much already been on the main roster for like 2 months now.
That is true. Hey, there's beanbags.
And Finn Balor really likes Legos. That's kind of cool.
That's interesting. Okay.
And I've started the game.
Who's the cards are?
B-Megs is.
All right. Don't forget, beginning this week, Casual Friday will officially become Blank Friday.
Ooh, I got mine.
All right. How many blank cards did you put in here?
30.
Oh, my God.
And... there it is. All right. Underneath the black card, there's a button that says confirm selection. You have to click on that to pick something, Kevin.
I clicked on the car, but it doesn't say... Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay. I got it.
All right. So, don't forget, beginning this week, Casual Friday will officially become White Privilege Friday. Wow. Giant Sperm from Outer Space Friday. Throwing a Virgin into a Volcano Friday. Or Farting and Walking Away Friday.
What will Beanbag select?
Yes, what will he select?
Oh, boo.
White Privilege.
Wow. If Mark Joseph be here, he'd be upset.
Yes, he would be.
I am the card czar. A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without blank.
I'm good.
The music seems really loud to me.
I know it's low on our end, at least, but...
it could be this new version of Skype I downloaded. Hold on.
Alright, we're waiting on one more card. Would be incomplete without sex. Would be incomplete without 8 gay warlocks who dictate the rules of faction? What?
What?
A German dungeon porn and a sex goblin with a carnival penis.
Wow. I like that last one.
We just start by saying you're all pretty horrible people, but I think a sex goblin with a carnival penis wins.
Thank you.
Just remember, we're all horrible people. We're not as bad as the Bella Twins, so, you know.
Okay, so what's going on with that? By the way, Heath's the card czar. What will always get you laid?
I wouldn't know.
Hmm. Yeah, sure. What do you mean? What's going on with the Bella Twins thing?
Yeah. So
oh no, just joking. The fucking stupid whore Bella Twin fans on Twitter. I had to block a whole bunch of them because they came at me at once.
What?
Oh wow. What will always get you laid? The deformed. Expecting a burp and vomiting on the floor.
I'm pretty sure that will not get you laid.
A tiny horse.
I'm pretty sure none of these will.
And yelling girl power and doing a high kick.
Well, if you're actually a girl, I mean, that might get you laid.
It leaves your vagina vulnerable.
Exactly.
And all of these are terrible, not even playing up to me. But I'm gonna have to go with this one.
Oh, good choice, sir. Good choice.
Yelling girl power and doing a high kick.
So far, I have 1 point, Jason has 1 point, and Super Bowl has a point.
While the United States races the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on blank.
Why do I have a card that says nothing on it?
That's a blank card.
Oh, so I can write it whenever I want?
Exactly. Ooh. Who is the card czar?
I am.
Ah.
Does the music still seem really loud to you guys?
No, it's good.
It's better now, yeah. Jason, I hope you appreciate that card.
Neil Diamond's greatest hits. Lying, cheating, and stealing. Figuring out how to have sex with a dolphin. Liking big butts and not being able to lie about it.
Mexican chicks do have big asses.
That is very true.
Lying, but cheating, and stealing wins.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder who that's a nod to.
That was good, Adrian. All right, cards are. Read it.
I know Kevin's cards are.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Abby, I'm having trouble with blank and would like your advice.
Wow. And it just got a lot louder.
Really?
Are you playing with the volume a lot?
No, I didn't touch anything.
Having trouble with a sad hand job. I don't like.
Oh, and the Bella Twins pop. That's funny. That's quite ironic.
Bella Twins fans. The amount of gay I am. And crying and shitting and eating spaghetti.
God damn you, Kevin. I even gave you, like, laid it up to you with your problem you have with Bella Twin fans. Fucking use my blank card on that shit.
The spaghetti one was funnier.
Fuck you,
this
Kevin.
This is a pick two. Remember, what you want read first, that's what you pick first.
We never did find blank, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about blank.
And mine's
it. Yeah, mine's okay.
I wish I had a better follow-up card to play with it, but it's pretty good still.
That doesn't make any sense. I fucked that card up. My bad. I didn't realize I just spaced that answer out. Well...
Yeah, just remember you have to pick one card, confirm it, then pick your second card, and then confirm it.
No, but I picked the blank card. I didn't realize there was two, so I couldn't space it out.
Ah.
Oh, well, wasted my blank card. It was more wasted than the Bella Twins Divas match.
I like how they, before the NXT title match, they're like, oh, yeah, give them all the flowers. Oh, this is tradition for all title matches. All
right.
Really?
We never did find
all title matches that actually matter.
We never did find the female orgasm, but along the way we sure learned a lot about nipple blades. Never did find the penny whistle solo from My Heart Will Go On, but along the way sure learned a lot about puberty. Never did find Toni Morrison's vagina, but along the way we sure learned a lot about the haunting stare of an Iraqi child.
Wow.
Are you still waiting on me?
No, you timed out.
Oh, that's
sweet. Mine actually won.
God damn it.
Damn it.
I'm finally on the board.
All right, I am the card star. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of blank.
I'm going to grab a soda. I'll be right back.
Is the dog still down here? Do you see her?
Yeah.
Oh, I see her.
Yeah, the dog's still over there.
I got to see what she's getting into. Hold on.
All right. The World Series of Oversized Lollipops. The World Series of Wearing Underwear Inside Out to Avoid Doing Laundry. Ugh. The World Series of Dead Babies. And the World Series of A Sassy Black Woman. Like, none of these even make sense.
The last one, is the last one, would that be hosted by Tyler, whatever that guy's name is?
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, that's why I'm not going to pick that. I guess Dead Babies wins.
Wow.
Those were terrible, and you all should feel bad about what you played.
Oversized.
Well, well, you guys are not throwing out any...
pwpopsuperbowl@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right, I'm the card czar. What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming?
Okay, there we go. You know, as long as you don't win. I really don't care, Heath. One, two,
three. Really? The 1, 2, 3 kid?
Why not?
All right. What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Pixelated bukkake. A micro penis. Sarah Palin. And a reason not to commit suicide.
Hurry up, ass clown.
Sarah Palin.
Hey.
It's funny you mentioned the 1, 2, 3 good. I got a tag title belt by my bed here that has his signature on it.
Blank. That's how I want to die. See, you two have the advantage here because you guys know me very well. Kevin Griffin and Beanbags, they're a little bit of a disadvantage on that one.
Yeah, I have nothing that really plays you, though. That's the...
You don't have a blank card?
No, I don't.
No.
I got mine.
I think Keith has a blank one. He's typing something in. So you have a tag belt? What?
Oh, it's a WWF tag team belt, and it's got a Xbox signature. It's got a Xbox, Scotty Too Hotty, and I think Just Incredible.
Nice.
Or Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy, sorry.
Cool 90s up in the front hair, exploding pigeons, 50,000 volts straight to the nipples, and having sex with Nikki Bella.
Well, you know which one is he.
I do, but out of these choices, that's the one I would go with the most. He's still not leading, so it's okay.
All right, fair enough.
Woohoo! All right. Yeah, I was going to say, you better damn well pick that, because I know you don't want to die the other ways.
No.
Another pick two.
Blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank. Sure, what's still goes out there?
Hard though, that's why. Okay.
I miss 3 minute warning.
I miss the rains in Africa.
Alright, here we go. Go for it.
Man meat is a slippery slope that leads to horse meat. A disappointing salad is the slippery slope that leads to Glenn Beck mostly vomiting a brood of crab spiders hatches in his brain and erupts from today. Oh, God.
Wow. The forbidden fruit is the slippery slope that leads to flavored condoms, and Axe Body Spray is the slippery slope that leads to a hopeless amount of spiders. Wow. Good luck with
you
that one, Kevin.
Forbidden fruit and flavored condoms. That sounds pretty interesting.
Click on it.
There you go.
God damn it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking Kevin.
Kayfabe here. You gotta call me by my my screen name.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank.
Well, this ought to be fun.
Oh, by the way, did you guys see that picture I posted in the group page a few days ago?
Hold on. The Chamber of Erectile Dysfunction, Patty Mayonnaise, Cute Boys, or Stranger Danger? What picture?
It was a picture from Raw in, like, 2000, and I was looking at the crowd, and, like, Neville and Harry Potter are sitting in the front row.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
What the fuck?
Sweet, and I retake the lead.
Yeah. Oh, that's you, Adrian.
I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank.
Hmm. All right, let's try this. I don't have any good cards.
No, of course you don't.
Well, I fucking wasted my goddamn blank card on fucking Kevin, and
yeah, he did.
Fucking Kevin, never doing that shit again. Douchebag.
I've heard that from a lot of women. Thanks for that, Billy.
Not a problem.
I never truly understood crippling social anxiety until I encountered Republicans. I never understood P.F. Chang himself until I encountered the unbelievable world of mushrooms. I never truly understood Heath Slater until I encountered a balanced... What?
Balanced wow. Breakfast.
And I never truly understood hope until I encountered substitute teachers. Wow. Wow. There's a lot of bad here.
There's always a lot of bad.
I'm going to pick crippling social anxiety and Republicans. God damn it.
Woohoo! Thank you.
I hate myself for picking that.
I am the card czar. Major League Baseball has banned blank for giving players an unfair advantage.
What? Jesus. I only got one.
Ah, damn you. Anything else good in there?
Not really. I'm not sure how old some of this stuff is.
What the game managed to sneak in a fucking Angels in the Outfield reference? That's pretty funny.
All right, Major League Baseball has banned angels interfering in an otherwise fair baseball game. They have banned ghosts. They have banned masturbation. And they have banned keg stands.
What about keg stands rolling in softball? You know, you get to first base, you got to chug a beer.
You know what?
I forgot what that's from.
I'm going with this one. Simply because of the fact I loved that movie.
I do love that movie. I mean,
it
was
a great movie.
After that, that really sucked. But yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Angels in the End Zone.
Jason?
I haven't watched that one.
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
All right, Jewish fraternities. A falcon with a box on his head. A gender identity that can only be conveyed through slam poetry. Or Kanye West wins it.
Yeah, it would.
I'm sorry, but I gotta let you know that the trip to the zoo was the greatest field trip of all time.
Man, what is wrong with me? I've only gotten 1 point.
It's because nobody likes you.
Woohoo! Goddamn, I love blank.
Oh, this should be fun.
Oh, let's hope this one works.
Is there a way to get rid of cards, or could I have to keep all the ones I have, or what?
You can't really get rid of unless you leave the game and then come back in, and then you lose all your points.
Oh, yeah, it's not fair.
The Force, Me Time, Racism, or Seeing My Village Burn and My Family Slaughtered Before My Eyes?
Let's go with Racism.
Yeah.
Wow, I really thought The Force was going to win that.
You figure the Bell Twins and The Force. Yeah, that's two of my things.
I thought Racism was the funniest one on there. Hi, MTV. My name is Kendra, and I live in Malibu. I'm into blank, and I love to have a good time.
Let's see. Sounds like a Kendra thing. I'll go with that.
Beanbags. Okay.
It's so stupid. I don't want to get rid of the cards. I don't care.
Oreo, Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. $5 footlongs, injecting speed into one arm and horse tranquilizer in the other, and generally having no idea what's going on.
Oh, hi, my name is Kendra, and I'm in Malibu, and I generally have no idea what's going on and having a good time. Like, that could literally be on MTV.
You're right, it could.
Thank you.
Sounds like the cast is tough enough this year.
Totally didn't even watch this week either.
You're not missing anything. It's just a fucking waste
another
of time.
Another pick to you.
Patient presents with blank, likely a result of blank. You know what's sad is I have two cards that would be perfect for this.
You know, I'm just not into it tough enough this year.
There's nothing to it. It's basically just a game show reality show in, you know, blank insert wrestling. It could be like they could take out the wrestling part and can make it about beer farts and it'd be the exact same scenario. Just nothing.
All right. Patient presents with Natalie Portman, likely result of mouth herpes.
Whoa.
At one.
Wow. Now, if you played those two reverse, that'd be better. Patient presents with Muzzy, like result of auto cannibalism and interspecies marriage. Wow. And Natalie Portman and mouth herpes, I think it wins.
Damn it. Hey, it wasn't Heath.
Okay, after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought blank to the people of Haiti.
I'll play this card because the 12-year-old me loves it. And also, Road Dogg would love this card too.
The dumb dog.
I don't know. Maybe she went upstairs?
I don't know. She was just barking.
He knows. All right, I'm going to go on a reverse order here.
That's a great thing.
After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought kamikaze pilots to the people of Haiti. He brought the euphoric rush of strangling a drifter to the people of Haiti. Brought a look-see to the people of Haiti. Or he brought these nuts to the people of Haiti. Yeah, it's going to be these nuts.
All right, 12-year-old.
Thank you. Yes.
What are we playing to?
21.
Holy fuck.
Hey, we got
or
a good
until
while.
We get done to start a plan.
All right. Blank may pass, but blank will last forever. If you have Natalie Portman and mouth herpes, that would probably win.
I think we're horrible people, but this game was invented for horrible people, so, you know, kudos to them.
You know, I love how Greg has the Respect the Mat trivia contest. We don't go that good. Our bomb plays Cards Against Humanity. What is wrong with us?
A lot is wrong with us.
Shout out to the Wrestling Summit guys. I caught their show today. It was pretty good.
Who the hell are they? All right.
They showed up in the group page today. They're friends of Paul's.
Nikki Bella may pass, but a sex comet from Neptune that plunges Earth into eternal sexiness will last forever. Child support payments and pictures of boobs, grandma and sniffing glue, the color poos,
puce,
and finally finishing off the Indians. Yeah, we're going to go that one. Child support payments may pass, but pictures of boobs will last forever.
So, like, grandma may pass, but sniffing glue will last forever.
That was bad. Due to a PR fiasco, Walmart no longer offers blank.
On the cards are, Brazier, bring it.
Kevin will appreciate that, probably.
She's actually being good and laying on my feet.
Aww.
Was it, a cat or a dog?
A dog.
My puppy.
Or is it like, you know, like the neighbor's kid or something?
Well, neighbor's kid. We call it puppy, though.
Yeah, neighbor's kid laying at your feet for some weird reason. I have no idea why.
Yeah. God damn it, quit looking at my balls.
He wasn't talking to the dog. He was talking to Heath.
Oh, fuck you.
Yes.
Yeah. Due to a PR fiasco, Walmart will no longer offer stuff a child's face with Fun Dip until he starts having fun, an asymmetric boob job, Tiger Woods, the taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge.
That's between these two. Holy crap, that's a hard one.
What will Walmart no longer offer?
I'm going to go with the boob job one. I like boobs.
An asymmetric boob job.
What does it mean?
It means that the boobs aren't, like, symmetrical, meaning they don't look the same.
Oh.
They'll be different sizes.
Oh, God. What's the next Happy Meal toy? Whose cards are on this one?
Beanbags. They'll be beanbags.
Dang, he's got 5 points.
Yeah, I know. Let's see here.
So, scores as they stand right now, I have 6 points. Beanbags has 5, Heath has 4, Shitface Cockmaster has 3, and Jason from the R Bomb has 2.
My cards suck.
Jason, you have low enough points, you might just want to exit out and then come back in.
I'm thinking so.
We're not keeping this game going all day, though.
But I'm not going to cheat. Okay, the blood of Christ, the biggest, blackest dick, fancy feast, or bees? Question mark.
Which of those is the next Happy Meal toy?
Now, here's the question, though. Can you dip your ketchups in can you dip your fries in the blood of Christ?
You can.
Thank you.
I'd go with that one.
I got the point for that, for the biggest, blackest stick.
As king, how will I keep the peasants in line?
Oh, God.
I got shitty cards, too. Damn, we got nothing.
One person has a card in.
For that one, there's nothing else I got.
I got the cat on the table.
Flash flooding. Chainsaws for hand. I'll keep the peasant slime with Tom Cruise or the Great Cornholio. Really? I will keep the peasants in line with flash flooding.
Which, I guess you're the king of Southern Jefferson County now?
Yeah, apparently so. Yes.
We had a massive flash flooding going on Wednesday night.
And the cards are, dear leader Kim Jong-un, our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of blank.
I'm just trying to give her some damn cards. Let's need some new stuff. I'm the boogeyman, and
I'm coming to get you. All right. Praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of Barack Obama, wifely duties, the Y2K bug, drive-by shooting. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that one.
Thank you.
Drive-by shooting.
He's coming back, folks.
I am. How did Stella get her groove back?
I
whispering all sexy, a mouthful of potato salad, a farmed or meaningless sex. I think Stella got her groove back by a fart.
Aw, man.
I could have swore you were going to go with potato salad. I found that so fucking funny.
Listen, Gary, I like you. But if you went that corner office, you're going to have to show me blank.
I'm the card side.
The potato salad was good, but the 12-year-old in me thought a fart was the funnier one.
Yeah, I got a blank card.
That is so gross, but whatever.
Just imagine what you guys put.
Yikes, fiery poops. Donald Trump, a neglected Tamagotchi or lactation?
Yeah, Gary, show me some lactation. Yeah.
Well, all Tamagotchis are neglected since like 99, so, you know. The 12-year-old me is going to go with fiery poops. There you go.
Beanbags takes the lead.
Damn, he's catching up. I haven't got a point since the... Well, actually, no, I did get a point.
Blink. Bet you can't have just one.
I have shit for cards on this one.
This is, sadly, my card is true, but you really wish it was only one.
Passing a kidney stone, but you can't have just one. Goblins, but you can't have just one. Growing up chained to a radiator in perpetual darkness, but you can't have just one. Such a big boy, but you can't have just one.
God Woo! Damn it.
Thank you, beanbags.
What's a girl's best friend?
Mine better fucking win.
Huh. That's funny.
Oh, God.
Well, there's two here.
God damn it.
Changing a person's mind with logic and facts? No, because women aren't a fan of either of those. The swim team? No. Ooh, wait, maybe.
Mind you, it says the swim team all at once.
That can be the girl's best friend.
I guess that's the only way she's going to get wet, so there you go.
I guess we're going to go with that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I had to blow a blank card on that one. It was either that or Lockjaw.
All right, on the cards are, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
I hope mine wins. I gotta make a comeback.
And I'm just getting rid of a card I don't really want. I might have put the bar too high with 21.
All right. So, what did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan? Western standards of beauty. 10 incredible facts about the anus. Unsold Roman Reigns shirts. Or 72 virgins. Oh, dear God.
That's funny. I really had to think about that for a second.
I'm going to go with this one.
Oh. So who did the Roman Reigns one?
I'm assuming that was Kevin.
Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say John Cena blow up dolls, but I
that probably see,
that probably would have won.
Get ready for the movie of the summer. One cop plays by the book, the other one is only interested in one thing. Blank. What the fuck is that?
Somebody playing next to a highway or something?
Yeah, I actually live right next to a highway.
No.
It's on a highway. It's a highway. It's the highway to the danger zone. You get a drum roll for that one? Come
on. Brunch.
Right. The other one's only interested in one thing. Former President George W. Box, the KKK, jerking off into a pool of children's tears, or being a motherfucking sorcerer.
Who's George W. Box? Is it really Bush?
Who knows?
Being a motherfucking sorcerer. You know, I was looking at my actual Cards Against Humanity game, and if you read it, going to Broadway this season, Blink, the musical, there is actually the complaint address is addressed to former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. That's what it says.
You got to send me mail.
Coat Hanger Abortions, the musical. The Amish, the musical. The People's Elbow, the musical. And My Dad's Dumb Fucking Face, the musical.
That's the winner right there.
Yes.
My Dad's
Just
Dumb
Just your delivery on that. That got that.
Coming to Dubai, where you can relax in our world-famous spas, experience the nightlife, or simply enjoy Blink by the poolside. But yes, what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, it says all complaints, please, blah, blah, blah. You can enjoy Stormtroopers by the poolside, Bill and I the Science Guide by the poolside, that one gay Teletubby by the poolside, and being fat and stupid by the poolside.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes! Being fat and stupid wins it, wow.
Yes.
Remember, just a little quick plug here for, you said being fat, all of the Tom Bente shirts, get your orders in. They go up to like 5X or large, so get them in.
So even Heath can get a shirt.
Oh. Why did I get that card back?
Life was difficult before cavemen, before blank.
Wait, what?
Life was difficult for cavemen before blank.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep an eye on it, but why don't we just wrap it up at, say, 13? Jason? Are we all good on that?
Points?
Yeah.
I was going to say, let's just go to 11:30.
Yeah,
okay. All right, that's fine. Or if the game, if someone actually gets 21 points before, then I doubt it happens, but...
I'd go whatever. I don't have to stalk the neighbor. Till like 12:30.
Life was difficult for cavemen before ripping a dog in half, the miracle of childbirth, feeding Rosie O'Donnell, or two in the pink and one in the steak. That's your word. God damn
yes!
it.
Yes! That was a blank card, I believe, on that one, too.
Lead? No, it was a three-way tie for the lead. Oh, shit.
You fucking used a blank card on that one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
It worked. All right, I'm the card czar. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
Like, usually those blank cards you can tell. That one I thought was just in the fucking box.
Sometimes they can be that good. All right. When the white man introduced them to the Hamburglar, an overwhelming variety of cheeses. Important news about Taylor Swift or testicular torsion. Ugh. Good grief. None of these are really that good. Gonna go with the cheeses.
Yay!
God damn, I don't know. Man, this is bullshit. Fuck blank.
Who's the cards are?
I am.
Man, I got a lot of bad cards. I had this one card just at the beginning of the game. I'm just going to get rid of it next.
My fuck mom's new boyfriend. Cards Against Humanity. Lance Armstrong's missing testicle or reading the entire end user license agreement. God, I hate you guys. These are all, like, not even that good.
I'm not getting any good cards.
You know what, though? I would actually end up saying, though, I'd say, man, this is bullshit. Fuck reading the entire I would actually say that.
Hey, Adrian, which one's yours?
Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
Dude, really?
Okay.
Fucker.
Who was the end-user license user agreement?
I don't know.
That was me.
Oh, okay. I could have went with that one, too. You won't believe these 15 hilarious blank bloopers. God damn it.
Oh, I had a card perfect for that, too.
Wish I had a blank one. It'd say cock.
I would say...
Oh, man, I think I'm going to have to exit out.
Why would happen?
He keeps saying that I don't have this card. There we go.
Did it fix itself?
Yes. I had to reload the screen. There we go.
15 hilarious Bella Twin fan bloopers?
Wow.
Capturing Newt Gingrich and forcing him to dance in a monkey suit bloopers? 15 a manhole bloopers and taking off your shirt bloopers?
Yep. I'm going to pick that one because Bella Twins fans are morons and I will continue to block you all.
I just see, when I get the blank card,
I just want to see Nikki.
It usually is good.
Nikki Bella naked, that's all.
Yeah.
Yo mama so fat, she blank.
This doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to do it.
Mine that I did is actually making sense.
Yo mama so fast, she calculating every mannerism so as not to suggest homosexuality. The milkman, re-gifting, or getting caught up in the crossfire.
Someone want to sing that theme song, Bobby? Remember that song?
What?
Crossfire.
Uh-oh.
It's a game. Crossfire.
I know.
You'll get caught up in the...
Yes!
I had it.
I'm tied with Adrian. Crossfire. Getting caught up in the crossfire.
You guys are older than me, too, and you don't remember that game?
It was what?
Yeah.
2 a.m. In the city that never sleeps. A door swings open and she walks in, legs up to here. Something in her eyes tells me she's looking for blank.
Oh, God damn it, I got two.
Tell you what, there's a blank card that says Brock Lesnar. You might win.
I wish
no,
I could...
got this one. This one's mine.
I wish you could fucking play an extra point one.
Looking for inappropriate yodeling. Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body. Historically back colleges. Or the winner. She's looking for balls.
Thank you.
Damn.
It was either going to be that or preteens.
That'd be bad. That'd be bad. All right, I'm the cards are. How did I lose my virginity? Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's never good when Adrian starts giggling.
I know. All right. How did I lose my virginity?
We Sean Penn. At black colleges for the last one.
Of a jazzled vagina, preteens, or object permanence. What the heck does vajazzled mean?
I picture it means something like bedazzled, only it's vagina style.
That was a thing that was going around a couple years ago. People were, you know, fucking bedaggling their JJ.
I gotta look into that.
I chose the bedazzled vagina.
I gotta see.
Good choice.
Oprah's book of the month is Blink for Blank, A Story of Hope. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, that's... implications of that one are so wrong, but we'll go with it.
As long as it's funny, I don't care.
All right, Oprah's book of the month is...
Full frontal nudity for a buttload of candy. Being rich for pedophiles. PCP for impotence. And whatever a McRib is made out of for friends who eat all the snacks. The story of hope. Oh, God.
Story of hope. That's awesome.
All right, kid, I need you to get naked for me for a buttload of candy. Yeah.
Damn it.
How much candy could you fit up there, by the way? What's a technically a buttload?
Oh.
Huh. We have to look into that one, too.
All right.
What is Kevin giving up for Lent?
What is Lent? Is it like the stuff in your belly button?
Oh, God.
No. Huh. Yeah, you obviously don't know religions.
No, really, what is Lent? I have no idea.
It's that weird fucking awkward time before Easter where the Catholics give shit and something up.
Is the Lent, is that the time when the Easter Bunny hides the eggs?
Yes, Kevin, that's what it is.
All right.
Okay, now I understand.
What is he giving up for Lent? Picking up girls at the abortion clinic, my inner demons, a sea of troubles, or drinking responsibly? Thank you.
Damn it.
Why not? Is it
with
that?
I'm playing right now. I like this.
Why am I sticky?
Let's see. Who's the cards are on this one? That'd be beanbags.
Wow.
Let's see. What is? Why is he sticky?
Pixelated Bukkake might have won this one. B-Max says he's hit the skids. He hasn't won anything in a while. All right, come on, baby. Come on, this one's got to win it. Look, we're only at 37 hearts. What the fuck?
Well, that's because we're busy in the game.
Silence. Vigorous jazz hands. That thing that electrocutes your abs or Bo Dallas brand donuts. Not funny, Kevin. Not funny. God damn it.
You just gotta believe in the donuts.
Fuck you. Both of you. Up your stupid asses.
I went to the desert and ate a peyote cactus. It turns out my spirit animal is blank.
Top that, fuckers.
Aha.
So I went and saw Ted 2 this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was pretty fucking hilarious.
All right.
This spirit animal is too much cocaine, the white half of Barack Obama, Justin Bieber, or a zesty breakfast burrito. Wow. It's definitely like not Justin Bieber, and it's definitely not too much cocaine. So I'm going to go with the white half of Barack Obama. God
damn it.
Thank you. All right, on the cards are. I wish I hadn't lost the instruction manual for blank. So what instruction manual did I lose that I wish I had?
We'll see how that one goes. No,
that doesn't make any sense, but it might make sense.
All right. I wish I hadn't lost the instruction manual for booby trapping the house to foil burglars, genital piercings, the ghost of Marlon Brando, a box that is conscious and wishes it weren't a box. Wow. You guys must have been just trying to get rid of cards.
I was.
Mostly, yeah.
I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, wow. Okay, thanks.
The ghost of Marlon Brando.
Do you lack energy? Does it feel like... Does it sometimes feel like the whole world is blank? Zoloft. So you got to come up with a Zoloft ad campaign. Does it feel like the whole world
in Roman
is
in
my
Chris
sex life?
Benoit shows up.
Shaquille O'Neal's acting career, backwards knees, or getting shot out of a cannon? God, you guys are all fucking terrible on this. I'll go this one. Why not? There you go, Adrian.
Damn it.
Oh, we'll take my commanding lead.
I had Shaquille O'Neal's acting career. That actually made sense on that one.
How am I maintaining my relationship status?
Mind you, this is a Kevin.
There you go, Kevin.
Quick question.
I got a feeling that this is approximately how long Kevin's relationships last.
All right, so how is Kevin maintaining his relationship status? The eighth graders. 3 consecutive seconds of happiness. Doing the right stuff to her nipples. Or a Ugandan warlord.
Huh.
Yes, thank you.
You like nipples.
It's like, who doesn't like nipples?
Blank, good to the last drop.
Hmm.
Time for you to just get rid of a card.
Man, my cards suck.
Alright, a possible Muslim. Good to the last drop. A world without boxes. Good to the last drop. The tiger that killed my father. Good to the last drop. A peyote-fueled vision quest. Good to the last drop.
Hmm. Yeah, I have no idea which one's going to win this one.
The tiger that killed my father.
Okay. Now I think I'm going to be cards are here.
Yep.
Cicely would have panned blank as poorly conceived and sloppily executed. If you have a blank card that says Jason Heath, you win.
Too bad I got rid of the my sex life card. That would have been...
Spontaneous human combustion, a sharks with legs, Gwyneth Paltrow's opinions, and eating all the...
You know what would have been funny, really funny, if you had a blank card? You could have put that black guy that they shot and killed. What was his name?
All right, I'm the card zone. I do not know with which weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with blank.
We'll see how this one goes.
All right. World War IV will be fought with cockfights, tentacle porn, a super soaker full of cat pee, or estrogen. Gonna go with tentacle porn.
Japan is a weird place, man.
Yeah, it is. It's morphin time. Mastodon, pterodactyl, triceratops, saber-toothed tiger, and blink.
Tyrannosaurus? Ooh.
I think I hear the dumb dog upstairs.
That would make an interesting Zord.
I have nothing good for this.
The blink card, it says penis. It might win. Flying sex things. Lumberjack fantasies. Getting drive-by shot or women in yogurt commercials.
It's morphin time.
Oh, flying sex snakes is going to win that one.
I just don't want to finish in last place. I'm going to say I lost to B-Megs.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm blank.
Mm. Oh man, I had a perfect car for it. My car was Blackula. That'd have been awesome.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a
mother, I'm a sinner.
Angels headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection in the starry dynamo and the machinery. What?
Wow.
I'm dry heaving. I'm walking up half naked in a Denny's parking lot, and I'm stabbing
like
the shit out of
waking up half naked.
Waking up half, okay, and stabbing the shit out of a Capri Sun.
I picked that one. You're the winner.
Bam. Thank you.
Damn it. You're supposed to go with the Capri Sun.
I don't like the fucking 20-minute long cars. I don't like reading those. There's no way.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
And that is horrible, and I'm glad to have played it.
Elderly Japanese man, my collection of high-tech sex toys, an oversized lollipop, and sharing needles.
Except for oversized lollipop, those are all pretty horrible.
Well, in my case, in that lollipop. One, she'd be struggling to get it up her vagina. So, you know.
That's I would have swore sharing needles would have got it.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and there is.
I hope this one wins.
I'm just getting rid of the fucking car. Jeez. Let's make an all wrestling version of this game. That'd be awesome.
They couldn't do it PG enough.
Who cares about
PG?
That?
Not WWE, like just do a fucking wrestling version of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can, I think, make your own cards in this game.
Yeah.
There's Christopher Walken.
Wow. God damn it.
That's a winner.
Brock Lesnar. Well, open the doors and there is Brock Lesnar.
All right, I'm Cardzar. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with blank.
Wow. Main man shoots off firework from his head.
Yeah.
Dies instantly.
I was assuming it was one of you
okay,
guys.
Okay, did he have a kid?
I don't know.
I was going to say, if he didn't have a kid, then he's eligible.
That jumped into alligator
yes.
infested waters and right. said, fuck the alligators, and then got eaten by alligators.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with stifling a giggle at the mention of Hutus and Tutsis. Two whales fucking the shit out of each other. Passive aggression. Or RoboCop.
Mark Jones is apparently mad because nobody called him for this.
RoboCop.
Sorry, Mark, you weren't in the chat room. And it was a spur of the it was a spur of the moment thing. In Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. Speaking of that, anyone watch that fucking show, Wayward Pines?
No.
So, what were we talking about? If he had a kid, what, Heath? About the guy that shot fireworks off his head?
Oh, if he didn't have a kid, he's Darwin Award eligible.
Ah. They reported that 22-year-old Devin Staples and his friends were drinking at the time of the incident.
Oh, no shit.
Can you think? I know, Mark.
I'm sure this story went along the lines of this. Hold my beer.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark, I apologize. I didn't know if you were hungover from this weekend, okay?
You guys have called me.
Party Poopers had really been Golden Showers all along. Blackula had really been Keanu Reeves all along. Muhammad, praise be unto him, has really been Gandhi all along. The complex geopolitical quagmire. What? Okay. Ooh, but it's got Pamela Anderson's boobs running in slow motion.
Good God.
Because Pamela Anderson's boobs. Right. Yeah, we know that song quite all the way.
That's a knee slapper.
According to the State Department of Public Safety, Okay, hold on. Help me, doctor. I've got blank in my butt.
Someone please have a blank card for this one.
According to the State Department of Public Safety, Staples had placed a fireworks mortar tube on his head and set it off. He died instantly after the firework exploded. No shit.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know which one's dumber.
I've got homeless people in my butt, a death ray in my butt, shiny objects in my butt, or Nazis in my butt. The victims
tie between homeless and Nazis. Are they homeless Nazis?
Yeah, why can't they be combined?
Let's go with Nazis.
Damn it.
Thank you. The victim's brother told the paper it was an accident. He said his brother was holding a lighter and it accidentally caused the firework to go off.
Wow.
In the beginning, there was blank, and the Lord said, let there be blank.
If this doesn't win this, then you guys have failed.
A lot of Keanu Reeves-related questions answers today. It's kind of odd. Whole bunch.
I really wish one of you was judging this and not B-Max, but...
I know.
You will appreciate what I have played here.
Here's a quote from the guy. Hey, I was the first one who got there. There was no rushing him to the hospital. There was no Devin left when I got there. It was a freak accident, but Devin was not the kind of person who would do something stupid. He was the kind of person who would pretend to do something stupid to make people laugh.
I'm assuming that's going to be on his tombstone. He did something stupid.
You guys probably should play your cards.
I did.
I did.
Did.
What a dumbass.
Apparently, I'm the only person that played his cards.
No, I played mine.
Yeah, only one card showed up on my screen, and that was mine.
It only shows me two on mine.
Yeah, you were supposed to play two. World peace and keeping Christ in Christmas, God, an alternative use to which Fox and Story, and Dead Parents and Batman.
In the beginning, there was Dead Parents, and the Lord said, let there be Batman.
That's whoever.
I like boxes inside of people. I don't know why.
Yay,
we
thank
are
you.
On the biggest, blackest dick.
Tonight on Snick, are you afraid of blank?
I wish I had a blank card.
Brock Lesnar would probably win this one too. Saying.
I would love to see that special.
Are you afraid of puppies? Are you afraid of doing it in the pot? That's a winner. God damn it.
Thank you.
There's 2 minutes left. I've got a feeling that Heat isn't going to win this. So
it's going to be a close one. On the cards are, for my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank.
Son of a bitch.
Have fun with it, guys. Come on.
I don't have anything good.
Remember, play two cards, Kevin.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I got that. One.
Again, for my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. All right. I will pull whatever you wish, mother, out of the dentist. I will pull a mating display out of a pyramid of severed heads. I will pull butt stuff out of amputees. I will pull depression out of a box within a box. Wow.
Oh, Mark Jones showed up in the game, by the way.
And that's where finish
just
up.
Because. And right, Beanbag's got the. I will pull a mating display out of a pyramid of severed heads.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
There. Winner.
I like how he just figured it all out. You know what I mean? Like, he's in the game. We didn't tell him how to get to the game. He just figured it out.
Yeah.
Our password system is fucking intricate.
It's 11:30, Jason.
I know, this will be the last one. Right as Mark Jones gets in. He's like, God damn it. Don't want the Blackie to play. All right, Party Mexicans. Bitches stole the cookies from the cookie jars. Mathletes. A cooler for organs or Muhammad Hassan. Oh, God. Well, seeing as though it won't let me pick the one I want. Bitches.
Yay.
I was going to pick Muhammad Hassan, but I kid you not, it would not let me pick it.
It would have been awesome if his theme song had been playing when that one card showed up.
All right, we calling it a game? It's 11:30.
Yeah, so, well, we could play. I don't know. We were going to play to 21, and I'm at 17. If you guys want to finish out, we can.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, but that's if you get the next 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, I probably won't. So you're right. We should wrap this up.
Yep.
All right. So your winner tonight would be Adrian. So, judges?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder. But I must point out, at least I did get second place.
Wrap this up.
Huh?
One last thing before we wrap this up. Wrap this up.
What?
You want to give a bet update?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, we need a bet update.
I wasn't quite done yet. We still got our usual end of show stuff to go.
Can each of us do a win and fail for the week?
No, because that's not what we do on our show.
Oh.
We do what we want.
Well, since we do what we want, I'm going to give the fail of the week to the guy that blew up his head with the fireworks.
Absolutely.
Or would that be a win? Maybe he was a bad dad. I don't know.
I don't know which one of these guys is dumber, the guy that did that or the guy that where the signs are supposed to say alligators in the water do not go in. And he says, fuck the alligators, and jumps in and then gets eaten by alligators.
Within seconds.
Yes.
All right. Let's look at the bet update. So things have changed a little bit, Adrian and Heath.
Okay.
Well, they changed a little bit for me, not so much for Keith.
Yeah. Scores right now. Team Jizmomper, 34 points. Team Adrian, 85 points. You're truly back on top at 86 points after I was down by like 30 points a week ago. Mark Jones says he figured it out because he was smart.
Well, good job, Mark.
So, Adrian, you finished the week at minus 1 point. Beast in the East, not so good to you.
Yeah, Kevin, I didn't count on Kevin Owens losing the belt there, but I guess that's a good sign that he's going to be permanently on the main roster.
Yeah.
I am currently at negative 32,000.
Good job. Oh, what?
That's what happens when you bet on TNA.
Yeah.
What?
He's not wrong.
What's, I forgot what I was going to say now. Anyone make any updates?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, Heath, you making a move?
No.
Okay, well, we're all staying put.
I am dropping Hornswoggle, and I am adding the guy that dressed up like Simon Gotch at the NXT thing. The Japanese guy. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. My close personal friend, Simon Gotch, by the way.
Well, you can't be as bad as Heath, Adrian, because he did raise his score at all. What? Oh, Heath? Yeah, he got 2 points.
Yeah.
So he's at 34 instead of 32. All right. Well, that was our show. Appreciate everyone coming out. B-Megs, Super Bowl, thanks for playing along.
Mark Jones, show up on time. Maybe you won't miss out on the fun next time.
Next time, Mark Jones, next time we play Cards Against Humanity, I will call you. I will call you. I will call Skype.
We'll call your cell phone.
I will call your cell phone.
Via Skype.
Yes. Or actually, I'll just program it into my phone and just go that route with it.
Tune into all the great stuff on the network. Check out new stuff, old stuff, fun stuff, not fun stuff.
Anyway, you can like us on iTunes. Subscribe. No, like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitter at thehourbomb. Don't forget to check out World Powerhouse Wrestling July 25th in Collinsville. Cheap tickets, good time. Feel like there's something.
Much like Keith's house.
Wow, I feel like there's something I'm forgetting. Check out the website. Paul Jordan does everything good. If you, there's something on the website you don't like, it's Heath's fault.
Kevin does great on the
our twatter.
Twatter.
Yes.
PW Pop.
Hey, weren't you part of some?
I just want to admit, salty and stupid Bella fans. The Bella Army.
Wasn't there something you did last on Friday with Richard, like state of the something, state of wrestling?
Oh yeah, the state of the wrestling business. Yeah.
I tried to listen, but your audio quality was horrible. I couldn't do it.
Was it mine or was it Richard's?
Probably Richard's. I blame him for pretty much everything.
Yeah, why not? So.
Well, I think it was holes in it, so I don't know.
Anyway, I'm sure that'll be up maybe sometime soon, so check that out.
I think it's part of the Pop and Lock feed. I think that's what Greg said.
Oh, okay. That'll work, too. I got nothing else.
My win of the week goes to AJ Styles versus Okada. Do you guys see the finish of that match?
No.
No.
Holy fucking shit.
If I didn't get a chance to watch Beast in the East, what makes you think I'm going to watch an AJ Styles match?
Just for that final, that last 30-second thing they did. I will share that with you right now. It's pretty awesome.
All
right.
Anyway, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A, Adrian Masters, has a smile after winning Cards Against Humanity, so fuck off, bitches.
For once, I lost.
I hope you die from herpes.
And Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And Super Bowl. Kevin?
Hi.
Are you going to
say bye?
Are you going to, yeah, say bye.
Later. Fuck the Bella Twins.
Our song of the week goes to our big loser, Adrian, who lost a point this week. So, Adrian, what is our song of the week?
Our song of the week is for, you know, he's celebrating gay marriage coming alive and being able to finally marry his true love, the mop. That's legal, but, I mean, there's a restraint order. They're getting it sorted out. But you know what? Chuck and Billy, let's play it.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour-bombed.
Peace out, bitches.
You look so good to me. You look